I will never forget sitting there in my parents' room, sweating bullets next to the telephone. Oh, for you youngsters, the telephone's like a funny-looking cell phone with a cord. I was trying to work up the nerve to call a girl named Susan. I liked her. I wanted to impress her. So naturally, I had to channel my inner suave Roberto. I drew up my game plan, notes written, perfect one-liners, ready to roll. I was preparing for the Super Bowl of phone calls. And let me tell you, when I finally dialed and delivered, I nailed it. I sounded smooth, confident, and completely put together. Okay, I just lied like a rug. I crashed and burned. I mean, it was bad. My scripted charm fell flatter than a pancake. And of course, to no one's surprise, Susan was anything but impressed. Looking back, it's kind of hilarious. I mean, all I really had to do was just be myself. But nope, I kicked into trying too hard mode. In my world, that's never worked. My lesson? People aren't looking for a performance. They're looking for real. Thanks, God, for that lesson. You ever notice how the harder you try to impress someone, the harder you fall? It's like you stumble over your words, overthink your actions, and end up just looking and feeling completely unnatural. That's because when we try too hard, you see, we step outside of who we really are. And here's the kicker. People aren't drawn to perfection. No siree, Bob. They're drawn to your dusty boots, real McCoy self. Show your ugly side. They'll trust you more. Think about it. Have you ever watched someone give a speech where they were overly polished, almost robotic? They're up there trying too hard to be charismatic. It just feels off. You feel like you're being sold. Now, compare that to someone who fumbles a word, has a memory glitch, and then laughs at themselves but keeps going. You know, you just want to cheer them on because they feel real and relatable. And yep, far more impressive than that other guy. The same goes for your marriage and your business and even your friendships. We all have a built-in BS detector, you see. So drop the act. Loosen your grip. Stop performing like you're auditioning for a role in the best version of you. When you do, something amazing happens. You become magnetic. Your authenticity is like it's like a cold drink on a hot day. It's refreshing. It's rare. It's exactly what people want. Now, the next time you catch yourself over-rehearsing a conversation and perfecting your posture or over-polishing your personality like a used car salesman, do yourself a favor. Stop. Take a breath. Relax. Stop trying to impress and just be. Ironically, that's exactly what impresses people the most, because that's the side of you that we all relate to. That, my friend, is your lovable side. You might impress them with what you know, but you'll win them over with who you are. Now, if this message adds to your day, I want you to hit forward and pass it on to a deserving friend. Help me spread the good word. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Let's go make this day count.